Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickison. Joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagle. Hello again, Mike.
Hello again, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and last week you left us with a challenge about the National Mall.
Yes, in fact, I said start with the phrase National Mall. Rearrange the letters to spell the names of an insect and two mammals. And as a hint, I said the words had 3, 4, and 5 letters, respectively. What are they?
Well, the insect helped me get ant, lion, and llama.
All indeed correct. All right, Ian, on December 13th, 1642, Dutch explorer Abel Tasman became the first European to sight the land that came to be known as New Zealand. In 1840, the British and the indigenous Maori people signed a treaty making New Zealand a colony of the British Empire, which it still is today. So let's see how much you and our listeners know about New Zealand.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't see that coming. First up, shot primarily in New Zealand from October 1999 to December 2000, what film trilogy's popularity inspired the New Zealand Board of Tourism to promote tours of some of the locations used in the films?
That's Lord of the Rings.
Yes, and in fact, it's called Tolkien Tourism.
Huh?
The New Zealand National Men's Rugby Union team is called the All Blacks, a name that references their all-black uniforms. The New Zealand National Men's team in what sport, perhaps somewhat appropriately, is called the Tall Blacks?
Tall leads me to guess that it's basketball.
That is correct. And the silver fern is one of the national sport emblems of New Zealand, so the women's rugby team is called the Black Ferns, and the women's basketball team is called the Tall Ferns. Born in Brightwater, New Zealand, physicist Ernest Rutherford discovered that, regardless of the initial amount, radioactive material invariably took the same time to decay, a concept we now call the materials what?
That's half-life.
It is. And Ernest Rutherford is often called the father of nuclear physics, and he was number one on the list of New Zealand's top 100 history makers.
Huh.
Wellington, New Zealand's capital city, is only its second most populous city. What is the most populous city in New Zealand, with more residents than the next 6 largest cities combined?
I'll guess Auckland.
That is correct. Very good. And finally, what bird, native to New Zealand and used as the country's national symbol, lends its name as a common term for New Zealanders and also inspired the name of a fruit?
The kiwi bird.
Kiwi is right, and the name was suggested for the fruit because it was, as the bird is, small, brown, and furry. Have you ever been to New Zealand? Do you like kiwis, the birds, the people, and or the fruit? Let us know, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can surf on over to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit questions, or this challenge.
Start with the name of New Zealand's capital, Wellington. If you change one letter to an R, you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, 4 letters in the first word, 6 letters in the second, that names something that isn't fun for a person who hates cold weather. What is it? So again, start with the name of New Zealand's capital, Wellington. If you change one letter to an R, you can rearrange the result to spell a two-word phrase, 4 letters in the first word, 6 letters in the second, that names something that isn't fun for a person who hates cold weather. What is it?
Mike Nothnagle's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I will get working on this challenge. You do the haka, and we'll be back in these same seats this time next week.
See you then.